As soon as I finish
citing it. Okay, well, it's almost there. Mishnah, Maisa, Shabosh, Nine, two people came along. We saw Shachris ben Mizav. We saw the moon in the Shachris in the morning, in the east side. Arvis ben Maidiv, and Arvis ben Maidiv. Remember, we learned that 24 hours you don't see this moon. And here it says, within 12 hours, he saw the moon at two ends of the sky. Sorry? Rashi
says,
yes. That's what I'm saying.
It's
24 hours between. When you last, remember we had, it depends which charge, east or west, whether it's 6 hours of the old and 18 of the new, or 18 of the old. If you're in the east, then 18, yeah. If you're in the west, 18 of the old you don't see, but 6 of the new, and vice versa. And he's saying within 12 hours he saw from the old to the new one. Usually it's supposed to be 24. So, definitely a liar. However, Shabola Yavna, Kibun and Gamel, give him a couplet.
In the
Rashi gives two pshatim. He brings, Aramai Chadosh, that's true. Because the old, he's saying the old he saw in the morning, the new at night is 12 hours apart. And we learned till now, we learned a few blocks before that, it's 24 hours between the last time he saw the old and the new. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Yeah. Sorry?
In other words, in the 12 hour period, you couldn't see two of them.
That's right, that's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
The Rashi is the second shot. That's the Rebbe's shot. The second shot is that both talking about the new one, and he saw the new one on two ends of the sky, and usually also it's impossible for the new moon to be in two different sides of the sky so fast. Anyway, because it's a lie. Rabbi Gamliel says he accepted them. Why accept them? Either I accepted them that he knew the male it has to be then, and he maybe discounted the fact that they saw the old one in the morning. Void Bosh, now another two came along, we saw the moon in time, but the following night, we didn't see it. How can you testify a woman gave birth? And the next day, you're saying literally, her stomach's still between her teeth. In other words, she's still pregnant. How's that possible? Omla Rabbi Shabashir said, Royani is Dorech. I like Rabbi Yechid Ben Nuri's words at Abdei Seven Hukras. Better than I'm Gamliel. I don't accept the Eidis. And therefore, I'm going to say that the Yom Tadar is Chedish the second day, not the first day. Sholoch Lele Gamliel, Gazani Alecham, Gazan Yusha, Tovei Etzli, should come to me, but Makli, even my Secher, one of the saddest things, come to me with a stick in your money, be Yema Kapudim, Shecholi, is Bechesh. But for me, it's 11th day of Tishrei. For you, it's Yom Kippur. I want you to Michal Yom Kippur, come to me. Halach, he went, Umotzer, Rabbi Kiva found him. Omala, he said to him, Rabbi Kiva made said. The Gemara will ask later who was said. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Shua said. Omala, Yeshli, Lil, what you call him, Mashaz Gamlil. Also, Rabbi Kiva said to Rebbe, I must tell you, whatever Gamlil does is final. Shnemet says, Eile, Moyad, Hashem, Mikroi, Kaida, Shatikroisam, Ashatikroisam, regardless, Bain, Bismanan, Bain, Shaloi, Bismanan, we always follow the dying. Engli, Moyadis, Ella, Elu. And what do you mean by Moed? You mean the Shechidish? They're the ones who fix exactly what Shechidish is. Says one of Aitim, Bol Eitzel Abdei Seven Hukkos, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Seven Hukkos, said, what are you doing about this? Amalei, Im Boyin Onu Lodin Achav Beis Din Shechim Lilith. We're going to start questioning the authority of Beis Din Shechim Lilith. That's it, Lodin Achav Kol Beis Din Shechim Lilith, and there's no authority anymore. Doesn't matter if I agree or don't agree. We have to mashmas. Sha'amid Moshe Moshe Adachash. Never says Vayal Moshe Bar Another Viv. Shimon Zikni Yisrael. So then he's like this. It says that Moshe and Aaron and another Viv, and then another part we know Eldon and Medud, and the rest of the 70 is Kenim. V'lam Alon Yisparash Shmoshe's Kenim. They're all such great tzaddikim. Why don't you tell the names? They teach a very important rule. Elalamit Kol Shloisha V'Shloisha Sha'amid Bez Yisrael. Any people who are appointed to the Bez Yisrael, Harayhu Kebez Dinah Shal Moshe. Every bezin in the world should have a sign saying that. But every bezin that's set up, we don't know these names because they, and because Taylor says, it doesn't matter who they are. If they're the bezin, they're the bezin. They're equal to the bezin of Moshe. Not makli ma'isa b'yodah, Moshe took a stick in his money in his hand, holuch li'yavna, mati yavna, yitzik amlil, b'yayim shechol, yipul, b'chashboinay. And his day that was in Kippur. Amad Rav Gamliel, v'noshka, kissed him on his forehead. Amalei, boy b'sholem, Rebbe v'tamidi, come in here, my Rebbe, my Talmid. Rebbe v'chachma, you're my Rebbe because of wisdom. And the Talmidi she kabalta as the vore. You cut my words. The Gemara Tanya learned. Omelam gam lechomim.
Here,
It's the same Rabbi Gamliel. This is what led up to Rashi.
That's not a question. That's my question. This incident wouldn't have happened.
Here, nothing happened.
Yeah, I understand.
Here, nothing happened because Abdeis himself, who was the one, said, listen.
My question is that if this incident wouldn't have happened, but with the incident with the Talmud ass and Rabbi Gamliel might Rabbi Shur stand up, would the Ulam have removed Rabbi Gamliel? Would they have accepted
that? Was incident number two. This is number three, but this one doesn't count. The other one was in Pchaydus.
Yes,
another incident. So there's two incidents.
No, but the thing, the one was Kishmish, the third one.
Yeah, but this, that was the last thing. Much of Arbish Shus of Chayv is the last one. But this one doesn't count.
What do you mean doesn't care?
Because this one here, and when the Rishonim bring it down, they don't bring this because here, Abdesim and Hurker is the one who said the Chila told Rabbi Shura that's the way it is. And Rabbi Kiva, his own Talmud, told him that's the way it is. As soon as he told him, so he kept quiet. They say one. So they all ask, what do you mean Rabbi Gamliel said Rabbi Shura Rebbe B'Chachma? What do you mean Rebbe B'Chachma? How was his Rebbe? When did Rabbi Shura ever teach Rabbi Gamliel? Someone said Rabbi Shua was Av Bezin.
No, because he showed Chok.
The problem was Rabbi Lozman Azari was appointed Av Bezin. And once someone's appointed Av Bezin, he cannot demote him. So what happened to Rabbi Shua then? When Shabbos Shalmi, and the rest of the time Rabbi Lozman became Av Bezin. So what happened to Rabbi Shua then? So unfortunately, they don't know exactly what this means. Rabbi Chok, but he smiled him, or Rabbi actually told him something. So the Gemara Tanya, tradition from Isaiah, usually it takes 24 hours, but something goes a lot quicker. Or sometimes it travels along the sky, takes a long time, something goes a lot quicker. What's the svara of the house of Rebbe? No, the Bramble family. Why talk the whole movement though something quicker? It says the Pasik. When it comes to the sun, we know exactly how long it takes. They really know that. Comes to the sun, and then the moon has a different trajectory. Sometimes it becomes longer. Shemesh Yodim Voy. Shemesh, you know when it goes, sets, but not the moon. Rabbi once saw the moon to have a koy b'tzafra in the morning, the esim v'tisha. He saw the moon out in the morning, the night 29, which means that night it's impossible to see the moon. It takes 24 hours, but they wanted to make a short month that month for whatever cheshbon. Yishaka kola. Now this is the mocha when people should go to the Rebbe and write about rain and all these things. Yishaka kola. He took a piece of paper, pasabe, and he threw it. Oman. He wrote on the paper luurta be'inin likedushabach. Guys, moon. I don't know what you have to do, but I need to see you in 12 hours. Do whatever you have to do. He changed the whole Teva Elam to because he wanted it to be a short month. Bad Kaimed Hoch, you're here. Zil, go hide. Zil, go to a city called Ein Tov. That's the place where they did it with them doing Eber. The moon should disappear. The moon disappear right now because if we see you, if any Adam see you, then we won't be able to accept you tonight. And we need you to come out tonight. Get out of here. So he made the moon disappear. 24 hours. No, the 30th. Tonight was the night of the 30th. We need you to make a short month. He told the old moon, hide. Look at Rebbe told Bechir. Now, I don't want you to do any Shalayim because other people might have seen the moon and they'll start thinking something's wrong here. So Zil Ein Tov, go to another called Ein Tov. When in Ein Tov, that's where they see Mekadosh HaChadosh. V'kachel Yarcha, do it there. V'sholach Lein, sent him. V'sholachli simona, send me a simon that you did it. Dov merchol chay v'kayim. By the way, in Shulmaruch it says this is the marker for why we say by Kiddush Levana. I always wondered why is it called Kiddush Levana? It should be called Chiddush Levana. What does Kiddush Levana do with it? But anyway, he says why is it Dov merchol chay v'kayim? Because that's the Rebbe told of Chiyah. Send me the simon because Dov merchol is like the moon. It goes up and down. His kingdom, waxed and waned. No, he was alive. He had moments of glory and moments when he thing. That's why the moon. That's the simon he said send me. So Mishnah Berurah said that's the marker. Tell me, Glenn. Hamachas happened once. This kashrus my bavim was very thick with clouds. Indeed, the Muslim Bana, but as the Israel Chayyim, they saw appearance of Levana in the 29th day. Kisvudim Ma'im Leimel Chayyim. They thought it was Israel Chayyim. Shabik Shabezim LeKach. They actually want to make it Israel Chayyim. Amalem Gamliel Kachem Kabbalah Mizaviyava. Ein Chidusha Shalavana. It's impossible for the Levana since the last Meila to be less than Chusa. Me Esim V'Tishim Yain 29 days Umacht and a half. And Shnei Shlishi Shah, 2/3 of an hour, which is 720 Chalakim, and Ayin Gimel Chalakim, which makes it 793 Chalakim, which is Shin Tzadik Gimel, which is exactly what it is. We know that every month is 29 and a half days, and and 793 Chalakim.
How much would you talk about Chalakim?
1080 is an hour. So you're working out in a minute, 1080, because the only numbers divisible by all the numbers, prime numbers. and 1080 divided by 16. That's how you know how many in a second. So you'll have about 15. Was not 15 more, but 18. So about every 3 seconds is a chelik, roughly. When did the Gemara have 60 minutes, 60 seconds? Don't even know. Don't remember ever had it.
What did they have? What device did they have to measure?
Chalakim. They wanted a measure that right. That's divisible by every possible combination. Then what about the device? There's no minutes. They had 10. There's no minutes or seconds. When did it happen by us? When did it happen? 60 minutes or seconds.
I'm saying it's only in the last.
I have no idea.
Years that we've had a digital clock that can measure milliseconds.
They had minutes and seconds for hundreds of years. But I'm not sure. But in the Gemara's times, it looked like they had 1080 chalakim. So when they say rega came out and all that, is that a chelik, one chelik?
You have a measurement which is a third of a second, and you can't measure it.
No, 3 seconds, 3 seconds.
Measuring the minute is very easy because you set up the
clock. Sundial. Water clocks.
Even in the clock itself, you set up the teeth, the thing in a different size, and it moves in a different speed, so one measures the minutes, yes. One measures the hours.
They were right. That day, Ben Zaza, the mother Ben Zaza, we're not sure who that person was, died. She was zeicher. Gamil made an unbelievable hesped. Because she deserved it. Who was sad? Rabbi Kiva sad that his Rebbe had to walk Nebuchadnezzar Kippur and carry a stick. Rabbi Shua was sad. Toshmagel and Tanya. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Shua was sad. Amalei Rebbe, Ibn Ma'ata, Meitzah, why he said, Rabbi Kiva, Ro, Lojipa, Lemita, Yabichai, I'd rather be sick in bed for 12 months, while Yigzer, Olav Gezun, rather than walking on my day that I think is Yom Kippur, to walk with my stick in my money bag. Amalei Rebbe, Tashain, Lavanecha, Dovanecha, Shalamatani, can I say, repeat something you once taught us? It says atem gimel pami. It says three times the pasuk atem mashtikro oisam. We read as if it says atem, and every time it says it says twice, three times mashtikro oisam, which is atem. So we say gimel pami atem. Afilu shaygi atem. Afilu mazidim atem. Afilu mutoyim. Even mistake. Even mazid. Even mutoyim. Mutoyim means that you misled. The Rambam, when he quotes the Rambam, he doesn't quote mazidim. Everyone wants to know the Rambam changes it in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Even if Maisie, they made a mistake, too bad. Remember we learned before that they make up a story to say you saw the 30th when you didn't see it? So Benzin can do whatever they want. Why didn't say the names of this? People just say, oh, this dying is a Zevi Moshe Aaron. Is he like... Maybe what doesn't first. He's still upset afterwards. Maybe, I don't know. Or even if he went there after, you want to know what he was doing. Because Daisy Rook is the one who came out against Elgam first. So you want to know, what are you doing about it? Yeah, personally. So people say, is these Dayanim here equal to Elder the Maiden? But says the Posse, Shmuel said, Alam, Hashem Asher Osas Moshe's out. The same Abishu made Moshe Aaron, and what? By Yishalach Hashem, the same Abishu sent as Yerubal, as Bedon, as Yivtach, as Shmuel. Yerubal is a Gidden. Well, let me give you Yerubal, Shaosim, Midi Ben Baal, he fought with the Baal, with the Geshke Baal, Bedon, the Shimshon. Well, let me give you Bedon, the Osim, the King of Don. Yivtach, Kim, Mashmoy, that's his name. But Oyman, he's telling us that, and then it says Shmuel, that Moshe Aaron, Bechoyna, Vushmuel, Bechoyna, Shmoy. It says in the Pasik, that Moshe Aaron, among the Koyna, Shmuel, Bechoyna, Shmoy, they all call the Abishu to answer them. Shokol hakosiv shloisha kali oilim kishloisha chamurim. Here we see the Moshe Aaron and Shmuel equal, and then in this pasuk it says Yerubal and Bedon and Yiftach equal to Shmuel to tell you that everyone was equal. Yerubal bedoyde is kemoshe bedoyde. Yerubal is like Moshe. Bedon bedoyde Shimshon in his generations ke Aaron bedoyde like Aaron, and Yiftach bedoyde is kishmuel bedoyde. Lalamdach shafilu kalshe bekalin. The biggest push to Kayla. Then it's man panis al tzibur. Not even a dying. The president of the community. Harehu ka'abir shabinim. The lions of the lions. The strong of the strong.
That's why the Rebbe was always mechabed his little Rebbe Lacha came to him.
That's more, yes, chusavis.
Once he'd been appointed.
Could be yours, chusavis. Vaymer, it says, Uvos ala koinim ala vim ala shashim ala mehem. You should go to the koinim in your day. V'chisal al dad to Adam ha'elech esah dayin shalah. Ha'eva yomav. What does that tell you? Which dayin should you go to? The one in the previous generation is dead already. Ha'elech lech esah shashim ala mehem. Obviously, you can only go to the shayfer in your days. Why does the Pasuk say, Uvos ala koinim ala vim ala shayfer ala shayfer ala mehem? Vaymer al toimer, it tells you that, the judge in your day is equal to the previous ones, but Oyman, it says, Al Toimar, Shlomo Melech says, do not say, ma hoyo, why, what's going to be, shayom mod shayni mod tev meile. Don't be smart. Yeah, don't say that, because as Shlomo Melech says, ki lo mechach mashaltaza. It's not very wise to ask this question. And why exactly isn't it wise? Is it because it's true and so what? So we're saying why not? Is because the Rav or the Dayan in your days, that's your Dayan, that's your Rav, and that's you have to treat him as if he's the best. Not Lamaklam Oisa, but Yotan Rabbi Lam Kibish Oisa, Amma Mikisa, when Yeshua saw, when Abgam Lusar Beshua coming in, Noshka Arosha kissed him as far as Amalo, Shomlech Rabbi, the Talmidi, Rebbe Shimaraton, and Toya, but Abbam, you learn Toya, the Talmidi Shani Gozalech Exeter, but Gozalech, but Atta Mikaima. And you're Mekayim, like a Talmud, and you're behaving like a Talmud. Asher Adosh HaGdolim Nishmoyim L'Ktanim. Praiseworthy is a generation where the elders live to the, listen to the young ones. So I'm going to kiss Rabbi Shua. Madr, the elders, you. Listen to the Ktanim, to me. Kavachayim L'Ktanim D'Olim. The young ones out there will listen to the older ones. Kavachayim Chiyuv, what do you mean Kavachayim? They have to. Elamatosh HaGdolim Nishmoyim L'Ktanim. The older ones have enough anivis that they listen to the younger ones. The Noisim Ktanim Kavachayim L'Ktanim. Sure, the younger ones listen to the older ones. I mean, it's a general rule that Gedalim should listen to the opinion of the Ktanim as well. So you want Ktanim to listen to the opinion of the Gedalim. They ask, and I can't remember the answer, so how come, what about the B'chanin Ben Dasa? Why didn't he give him all these brachas? He's the one who came out against Gamil first, and he's the one who said, I got to accept whatever you tell me. He came out first, and he said, he didn't even fight. I'm sure he fought, and then he accepted. I'm just saying, better. He didn't fight.
Yeah, but the thing is that he said
it's
a
Yochid.
Supporting him,
yeah, no.
So was Rabbi Shua sort of taking a stand to say, yes, you're.
Yeah, but he told Rabbi Shua, this is what you should do. Listen to Rabbi Gamliel, and that's it. And he's the one who said, you know, every bezin, every generation is equal. Called bezin, you know, bezin shalom, hadik bezin shalom. I mean, he came out with very strong stuff. Rabbi Gamliel didn't thank you or anything else. And you may be right. Maybe he had no talmidim.
No, but that's only a conversation between Rabbi Shua and.
Right.
It's a private conversation. This is what a public statement to the yeshiva. No, was Rabbi Shua taking a stand by saying I'm supporting him, and it was his kind of making a public stand. That's why Rabbi Gamliel came out against him.
When he says silence is appropriate only in the sense
of... Okay, anyway. Weiter. Look at Mishnah Baite. Ro'u Bezdin. The Bezdin saw the Chol Yisrael Eden. They saw it. Everybody saw the new moon. Still, you need to go ahead and paskin Mekudesh. Or Nechkeru Eidim. If the witnesses were interrogated, will you speak Elohim Mekudesh? But you didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh. At Shechashaycha, there's a move. Too bad. Even though everyone knew about it, it's not enough to know. You have to also physically say Mekudesh. So therefore, you have to wait till tomorrow. Ro'u Bezdin. Bilvad. Let's see, the only people who saw with the Bezdin and don't know Eidim out there who can go and testify them. Yavdu Shnayim, you need Eidim, so therefore two people should stand up. The Eidim name and testify before the reigning of the Bezin. The Yemir nation and the rest of the Bezin will say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Ra'u Shlaisha. Let's see, only three people, not 20 people, three people saw. The Heim Bezin, the Bezin is Yamdu Hashnayim. Two should stand up, the Yeshim and Chavarim, and two others sit down next to, other who didn't see, sit down next to the Yachim. The Eidim name testify before them. The Yemir Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and Yachim, Emma the Atzman. They cannot, even though there's only one person left, and sometimes we say by the Imam, it's the Yachim Mumchit Kempaskin, but not when it comes to here, not here. What's the chiddush in that? If Bezin saw, what's the gate call Yisrael? It's really needed. I would have thought, I mean, Hoivru, Bezin, Chol Yisrael, Yifars, everyone knows, Levru, what's the point of being Ma'abir, Kamashalon? No, there's an Inyan that we learned before, Tikru Oisan, that Bezin has to stand there and say Mekudesh. Since everyone saw, why you have to aid him, have to be interrogated? So you're right. It's case number two. It's not the same case. Either everybody saw, or not everybody saw two aidim, but you interrogate them, you finish the interrogation. And Navosla, he speak Ulay Mekudesh. In both cases, he didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh. You have to make an extra month. The Kivan, the Tani Ray learned, Achechashech, he didn't have a chance to spray it until the night. You got to wait till the next day. What's what are you adding with the case of Chakir's Eidim? Madach, everybody saw still, it's no good because he didn't declare Mekudesh until the too late. So if you interrogated Eidim also, it's too late. What's the Chiddush? Look at my name. I need it. I would have thought that was to have a chakiras eidim get chilas. So then you know you're not allowed to start it in tayyid at night. But if you started it in tayyid by day, you can finish it at night. I would have thought that interrogating the eidim is considered the beginning of the din tayyid by chakiras chaydish. Mekudesh, mekudesh, kigmardin, and saying mekudesh is only the final sentence. And belakachi belayla, let us be able to do it at night. Because me didavi adin imam like adin imam and let me learn. Din imam is done in but you're going in belayla. Imam, you start by day, you finish at night. Hachanam mekachi belayla, you're night. Kamashulon, it's a raya. Let's say that takoso. Amakra, it says a pasuk, ki choikli Yisrael, who mishpat leke Yaakov, that the sentence itself is a mishpat. Amos have a choik be gmardin. Choik is always by gmardin. You're giving out the gazettes, you're giving out the sentence. You can call it like as if this is the beginning. Ma mishpat be yoyim, mishpat has to start by day, af hocha nami be yoyim, it also has to be start by day. Says the Gmaravite, but mishpat looks like the beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mekudesh, that's the beginning of the mishpat. We thought that the Chakir is aiding giving a mishpat by using the pasuk Yichaykeli Yisrael, just like by normal chayk, which is the sentence, the end. Yeah, sorry. Who mishpat l'kei Yaakov? That's what this mishpat. Mishpat means the beginning of the din, and that's this, that chayk is the mishpat of the of. And that's what Tikva Chaydish Shayver. Is a raya that the Rosh Chaydish Mekudesh. That's the beginning of the din. Interrogating the aiding is a preamble. It's not the beginning of the din. It's a preamble. Tell me about before the my Maria, the whole bezin saw, why do you validate this? We have a rule, Lloyd to Hey Shmiya Gdoyla Maria. What, yeah. And Rashi adds a word, and there's nowhere does the Tater say you need Adis by Kiddush HaChodesh. Well, you need Adis. You need Adim. It doesn't say you need Adis. You just have to know that it's Chodesh. But if you know, you saw it already. What do you need it for? They saw it at night, and because they saw it at night, therefore you can no longer paskin on what you saw. You know, you can only paskin by day, and by day you can't paskin what you saw last night. You have to paskin on if you saw right away. Since you can no longer paskin straight away. You have to wait till the next day. We need aiders. Rosh Loish may bezin yam lushnai vishuv. You two stand up as aidim, and then you bring another two for them to make it three. But my ochanam and elatish milavadiya. Let us say the same thing. V'chitim ochanam tomei. It was at night, therefore they couldn't pass him on base. And the words are gishuv. Laila hainahach. The same thing. Would teach me twice. One the bezin 23, one the bezin 3. What's the difference? Save for itzchale. The chiddush here is that a single guy cannot pass him. The ain hayochi nema de atzmei. Even though by dini mamnus a yochi is mumchus believe not over here. The salke the mirror thought ho yil with nan dini mamnus loisha. Bima mumchus adam down of the yochi by dini mamnus. But the evad a yochi can pass. Asking Matay the Hochinam in the Kachi Bichidi, maybe Kiddush Chodesh also wants to be enough commercial. Oh, that's 93. Vem Hochinam Itaka, maybe it is enough. Ein loch mumche le rabin bi Yisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't have a mumche more than Moshe. Come like Hashem Baruch Hu. Adik Adam Baduch. I want Adam with you. The Chesiva. Yerushal Moshe Adam. Better say Leimer Achoyz Alechem. Now it doesn't mean literally Adam because his brother. Two brothers can be Dayanim. It means I same like him, like two. And since the Tesa brings down two, cannot be a bezin. Ain bezin shakels. You need a third one. That's how you know you need three. Says the Gemara. Remember, let us see from here that the eight nasa dayin. That even though somebody could have, he saw what happened, so he's suitable to be an eight. Yet an eight could be a dayin. That if you knew the story, you cannot be a dying Tanya Lunt and Hedge Shiro, Echo. Let's say it's an end himself, so somebody killed somebody. Miktosa Nasa Aid, Miktosa Dying. You've got a like this. If an aid testified, ain't aid Nasa Dying. If you already test, ain't aid Hameid Nasa Dying. But an aid who didn't testify, he just saw the aiders, he could be a dying. Why can't the aid Hameid be Nasa Dying? Because you won't accept. You won't accept Hazama. But or of course it says, but if you only saw your road to be an aid, that doesn't make you an aid yet. However, Kiva says, no. Kula nas in aidim and asadayin. Kiva says, the moment you saw is a chalais of an aidim. And we have Amdushna Noshim, people didn't see. Can't be a dayin. By dinim mamas. So Gemara, and the chalais over here is saying by Kiva as well. What, that's the chiddush to tell you that we don't agree with Rabbi Kiva, that even though they saw, they can become the dayanim. So you're saying, if you think Rabbi Kiva, ad kalay kovad Rabbi Kiva, and what did Rabbi Kiva say? Ain't it as a dayan, elabed in the fashion by killing, rachman amav shav to a aid of it silayed, I want you maybe to find schusim. If you saw it, how in the world are you going to find his schus? The kivin, the chazuyu, the katan lafshe, le matzi chazuk, you can't see his schus. Avil hochav hi, afir Rabbi Kiva maid, but here's a chiddush, why can't the aid haro lahayin as a dayan? There's no reason. And the end of Tesa gives a rule tomorrow, but there's no time now. We'll do it tomorrow.